Appendix E, Command Post Battle Drills. This appendix describes Command Post CP battle drills and their purpose. The appendix discusses a methodology for developing CP battle drills. The appendix concludes with a discussion of CP battle drill formats. Battle drills. A battle drill is a collective action rapidly executed without applying a deliberate decision-making process. Each CP requires the implementation of battle drills to react to a variety of situations that may be encountered while conducting operations. A CP initiates a battle drill on a cue, such as enemy action or a leader's command. As a trained response to a given stimulus, a battle drill requires minimal leader orders to accomplish. Synchronization and reaction speed are enhanced when CPs identify battle drills, define the battle drill's required reactions in the unit SOP, and rehearse the drills during training. Typical CP battle drills include, but are not limited to, react to an air, ground, or chemical, biological, radiological, or nuclear attack, react to indirect fire, react to jamming or suspected communications compromise, execute dynamic targeting, including time-sensitive targets and targets of opportunity, react to immediate air support requests, execute a close air support mission or joint fires mission, react to a cyber intrusion or attack, react to a mass casualty incident, including suspected civilian casualties, react to a civil riot or incident, react to a natural disaster, react to an outbreak of epidemic disease, react to significant collateral damage, react to disinformation or propaganda affecting an operational environment, react to a degraded network, react to lost communications with friendly units, react to a soldier or unit isolating event, react to fratricide, react to friendly positions being overrun by hostile forces, execute emergency evacuation and relocation of a CP, react to downed aircraft, execute personnel recovery, react to unauthorized cross-border or boundary intrusion. CP battle drills are very similar to standard operating procedures, SOPs. However, they differ in that battle drills require an immediate response when the trigger is initiated for a given event or situation. For example, a CP will have an SOP that guides the execution of CP security operations. A battle drill will address the immediate actions required when reacting to an enemy attack or other significant event. Situations that require the implementation of CP battle drills generally fall into two categories: direct action against the CP itself, and actions that occur away from the CP that require rapid decision-making and collective support across the CP functional cells. To understand battle drills and how to employ them, it is important to know their purpose and characteristics. Purpose of Command Post Battle Drills. Units conduct CP battle drills to achieve an advantage in controlling the tempo of anticipated collective tasks routinely executed in a time-constrained environment. CP battle drills allow units to perform basic functions without hesitation or without further coordination, assistance, or delay. These drills are not designed for a specific unit type. Rather, they represent a common methodology for performing common recurring tasks. Characteristics of Command Post Battle Drills. CP battle drills have several specific characteristics. These drills require speed in execution, require minimal leader orders to accomplish, are based on mission variables and can be changed to fit the needs of the unit, are sequential actions vital to success in operations or critical to preserving life and resources, are trained responses to enemy actions, emergencies, or leaders' orders. Rehearsals are key to the success of CP battle drills. Units need to practice each drill until CP personnel can execute it to standard. Rehearsing CP battle drills ensures all CP personnel understand and demonstrate the ability to execute the battle drill. Leaders discover and correct improper execution of battle drills. Leaders fully integrate all assets in the CP and any planned potential support from other elements in the area of operations. CP personnel have confidence in their abilities and are fully prepared to execute CP battle drills. When possible, CP personnel conduct an after-action review to determine how to improve the battle drill or better adjust it to fit the dynamics of the area of operations and the organization's mission sets. Following the after-action review, staffs usually update CP battle drill SOPs by incorporating any changes and improvements. Command Post Battle Drill Development. Each unit or staff develops its own battle drills to address anticipated situations that require immediate action. Trained responses are like reflexes, and they result from continual practice. Battle drills provide units and staffs with the SOPs essential for building effective and timely reactions to specific situations. Identification. The start point for determining a list of anticipated CP battle drills begins with a detailed mission analysis of the expected operational environment. Understanding an operational environment is key to units anticipating required routine collective actions. This includes understanding and anticipating how a unit's higher echelon, adjacent, and supporting organizations may coordinate. A simple technique for identifying battle drills is to understand an operational environment, develop a list of all anticipated collective tasks routinely executed in a time-constrained environment, review anticipated battle drills for feasibility, acceptability, and suitability, refine the list to the minimum essentials, and publish each one in the SOP. Method. After CP staff members have identified their list of anticipated battle drills, they need to have a method to develop and refine those drills. Command Post Battle Drill Formats. There is no standard CP battle drill format. The two prominent styles for documenting CP battle drills are flowcharts and tables. The format chosen is irrelevant as long as it is consistent and understood in the unit SOP, it includes all critical elements, and the unit can effectively perform the battle drill. Flowchart format. A flowchart is a commonly used type of diagram that represents a workflow or process. It shows the steps as boxes and their order connecting arrows. This diagrammatic representation illustrates a solution model to a given problem or CP battle drill. Table format for a command post battle drill. The table format is a simple but effective technique for documenting battle drills. Rather than a to-do list, it is a focused checklist of steps to execute a specific task. The steps can be listed in sequence or by function. Conclusion. Tactical flexibility requires well-trained forces with sound CP battle drills, leaders capable of adapting to rapidly changing circumstances, and staffs able to recognize significant changes in the situation and resynchronize the operation by coordinating changes to the plan. A clear commander's intent allows subordinates to exercise initiative promptly and effectively, and enhances the capability of the overall force to react to changes in the situation. Leaders must be knowledgeable and able to follow unit SOPs and CP battle drills in timely and coherent manners. Well-developed CP battle drills are an excellent guide and reference but they may not cover every unanticipated event. Therefore, leaders must also be dynamic, proactive, critical thinkers, and determine when it is prudent to deviate from published CP battle drills as the situation requires to meet the commander's intent and to achieve the best possible outcome for friendly forces.